The offense stepped up once again. The defense couldn't get the job done. And the Longhorns take a big win away from you, Coach.
Well, they did, John. You know, exactly what we didn't want to happen happened. Chris Sims came in there and just lit us up for 130 yards against our secondary. You know, that's something we were trying to correct from last year. Just couldn't get it done, and you know, that's not going to be tolerated. Our offense, you know, they had 10 first downs, tripled their output over the last 2 weeks. So that's more than enough to get it done, and we got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what's wrong with our defense.
Well, one of the things that was wrong with your defense is you didn't stop Tony Jeffrey from scooping that punt up and running it into the end zone. Another area, your special teams, I guess you have to be concerned with.
Well, that's right. I thought there were some plays where the refs could have stepped in. You know, they blocked the punt there, and the refs didn't call it, so they got to scoop it up and run it on into the end zone. And you know, that sometimes they just got their back to the play, and those refs aren't paying attention. That's unfortunate. Now, we've had some pretty good luck against the Longhorn Golden Boys through the years. I think Peter Gardier was 1-3 versus the Aggies, and Shea Marin was 0-4. But now the true Golden Boys, 2-1 as a starter against the Aggies. And I tell you what, we just can't keep giving up 130 yards passing every game.
No, clearly.
I won't have a job for long if that happens.
No, you give up 130 per game through the air, that's going to be some trouble. You know, there's a lot of talk about that Texas was just going to stomp your club coach at Chris Sims. That offense went right through the defense a year before. And then this year, a lot of people thought it'd be the same thing, more of the same. But, you know, I know you're a little hard on defense, but he didn't put up the same numbers as a year before.
Well, no, Texas fans need to understand that we have more talent than they do, and luck's going to get them by sometimes. And luck came through for them this year, but I think if you look at paper, we got the most talented team, and we just got to get ready and get our big ball game down there with Mattress Mack at the Galley Furniture Bowl.
So that's where you figure you're going, Coach?
Well, we hope so. We've been talking with Mattress Mack, and he's got some American T-shirts lined up for us, and hopefully TCU can come down and we can revive one of those great Southwest Conference rivalries that everybody's so excited about.
Now, Coach, was this one of the bowls you were shooting for at the beginning of the year, or were you trying to get inside maybe a BCS bowl? Or, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty excited.
Well, early in the year on the chalkboard in the locker room, we had Pasadena was our goal.
And right.
We're going to end up in Pasadena. We're going to party down there with Cujo and his Puntes, and we're going to have a good time and Mattress Mack.
See, that's a different Pasadena than I was thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking the other one with the Rose Bowl.
Right. Yeah. I didn't realize you were talking about a different Pasadena, Coach.
Well, you know, California, that's not the great big bowl. We like to stay in Texas with all the hype. And that game's going to be played on a Friday afternoon at 12:30, so there's going to be tons of fans there and a lot of TV coverage.
Coach, let's get to those Horns for a second. After they beat you, they watch Nebraska get annihilated by Colorado, and at Oklahoma State in an amazing shocker, a 26-point dog wins against their rival Oklahoma. What were your thoughts when you saw the scores on those games? Were you even paying attention?
Well, I wasn't surprised. Nebraska is definitely on a downslide, and we beat the pants off Oklahoma State. So I tried to find in the rule book somehow we could garner a share of that Big 12 championship.
Not in there.
Well, I appealed to the commissioner, and they haven't got back to me yet. They said just hold tight, RC.
Well, hopefully something will happen there where you'll be able to, you know, get a little piece of that. But your brethren, the Longhorns, your in-state brothers, they have a shot now if they can beat Colorado to play for a national championship. If more things, everything else is falling into place for the Horns, maybe they're just a team of destiny, Coach.
That may be. And, you know, the Aggies couldn't want anything better for their good friends down there in Austin to end up down there in the Rose Bowl for a shot at the national championship. That just tickled us pink, let me tell you.
Just both teams will be playing in Pasadena then.
Well, we're really rooting for them this weekend. I think most of the Aggie fans out there will put their orange on, cross their fingers, and hope our brother down there beat Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We want nothing more than the hype machine to get going down there in Austin.
Well, you mentioned if, you know, Chris Sims keeps throwing for 130 yards, Coach, that you're not going to have a job for long. Yeah, Kyle Field on Friday, were there any pop bangers out there, or what was the story?
No, once again, nothing but good comments out there. You know, they're saying good things about my family and talking to the recruits. The recruits are real excited, and we're looking for a big year. Hopefully come off a bowl win, and we should lock in 40 or 50 recruits this year.
40 or 50? I thought 25 was going to be the limit there, Coach.
Well, no, we got some extras because, you know, we, like, As you see, we have extra scholarships for some of our secret weapons. You know, early in the second quarter, we pulled out our secret weapon, number 69. He was our backup punter.
Wow, he blasted that ball, too, about 14 yards.
That just shows you the depth that we have on our team. And if somebody could step right in and punt it 15 yards, the depth is outstanding on our team.
I didn't think you'd be able to take an offensive lineman and just stick him at punter. That was impressive. Number 60, what was he, 5, 69, 61?
69, he was also an eligible receiver on that play.
What's it, see? Now, that's kind of the tricky stuff that you'll run occasionally offensively, too, and on special teams. So that shouldn't surprise me that you'd pull that out,
mm-hmm,
Coach.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just watch game film against us and figure out what we're going to do. It's always a bunch of surprises when we get on the field.
And no question about it. Sidelines is winding down. I haven't heard anybody talking about it. Are people still watching it, Coach?
Well, they are. This week they're going to film me go out and hunting. I'm going to put my bucket of corn out in front of my deer stand and hopefully blast something. It takes a lot of skill and patience to put a bucket of corn out in front of there and then just wait for those big boys to come in.
Hopefully you'll be the most skilled corn dispenser. That's all I can hope for.
I'll stop by Trailer Wheel and Frame first, Coach.
Absolutely. Get that trailer and put my feeder on the back. We're going to do it.
Going to get that job done. Attaboy, Coach.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here in Houston, Coach, for the Gallery Furniture Dive. Wouldn't want to go to the Independence. Did that last year. Did the Alamo Bowl already. That's too much.
It doesn't snow in the dome.
No, no. So, I mean, you're going to have a great atmosphere for college football on that Friday afternoon.
Absolutely. The Astrodome is a great place to play football, and we're looking forward to it. And we'll give you a call right before the bowl game.
All right, Coach. We appreciate it. Congratulations on hanging tough with those Longhorns, and good luck in the GalleryFurniture.com bowl.
All right, guys. Thank you.